Karen, you made a big impact coming on in the game against Mexico. Have you watched it back?
No, we've watched a little bit of the review, but we don't really over-watch it and analyse it because you've got to put it to bed and look forward to the next game, really.
The Mexico coach said the game changed when you came on. Did it feel like that to you?
Not really. I think, you know, there's only 20 or 30 minutes left and when you need a result, you'd expect the momentum to kind of shift and the energy levels to go up. So I don't necessarily think it was just down to me, but obviously I'm very grateful to his compliment.
What did Mark say to you before you came on? Was it, go and win us the game?
It wasn't him that said that. It was the assistant said, yeah, you know, come on and win us the game. And I went, okay.
No pressure.
No, that doesn't bother me, to be fair. That's what I'm there to do. My objectives are to make goals, score goals, and to try and help the team win. So for me, it was like, okay.
And what did Mark say to you afterwards?
He just gave me a high five. He doesn't really say a lot, and I don't really like need that. I know that I've done my job and helped the team, and that's all I kind of need. The biggest compliment for us is to have 3 points on the board and, you know, that we're in a strong position potentially to get through to the next stage.
You were thankful to the physios when you came off?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's been no hidden fact that I've obviously struggled to come into this tournament with an ongoing issue. But, you know, the medical staff here and at St George's Park performed. They've been unbelievable, and equally at Birmingham as well. Everyone's really managed me to try and get me to this stage, and you know, I think it all came together when I got on for that 30 minutes and was able to do what I was able to do.
And how are you now?
Yeah, I feel fine. Hopefully my performance and the minutes I got showed that I'm okay, and hopefully we'll get stronger and stronger.
Is it fair to say you're an impact player coming off the bench at this World Cup?
I don't know, really. I don't want that label. I don't want the super sub label or anything like that. I just want to come on and express myself and play the best that I can, whether that's, you know, how I did it the other day or in a different manner, then that's okay. You know, in the French game, I was a different impact because I had to try and get around the team because I knew I wasn't able to play in that game. So for me, I was different. I was supporting the group there and tried to do my best role that I had that day. So every game, it's been different for me.
I want to talk to you about your nickname, The Wizard.
I know. I just laugh. I think a few people banter me for it, but yeah, that's what they told me. Not because I'm like Harry Potter, but no, just because sometimes I can perhaps change things and make things happen, perhaps out of nowhere. And you know, my Birmingham manager, you know, he called me a maverick a few years ago. I think sometimes I can do something that can help the team in a positive manner that maybe other people couldn't or can't do.
When did that nickname come about?
The Wizard. I think it was in the Cyprus Cup back 2 years ago. Mark kind of gave it to me and it's kind of stuck. But, you know, that's what they've given me the name.
It's not a bad nickname to have.
No, it's not. You could have worse.
It was a dream debut for Fran Kirby. Does Fran remind you of yourself a bit?
No, she's better. She's better. No, she's so graceful on the ball. I'm very envious of her. She's so talented, so gifted. Her agility and her natural ability. You don't find many players like that. She's like a Messi. She's like a Jack Wilshere. They're just naturally gifted. And, you know, the English fans should definitely get behind her and support and be really, you know, English football gets, we don't produce players, but she's an exceptional talent. You know, she's brilliant and so glad she's on our team.
10 years ago, you were a bit like Fran, the baby of the squad, digging England out of trouble, and now you're one of the senior players.
Yeah, thanks. I feel really old now. Yeah, it's come about, and you know, I'm a little bit, well, a lot older now. You know, and I don't know, I think Fran's just takes it in a stride, and I think that's what I did when I was 17. You just got to enjoy it and live for the moment and fear nothing, and she doesn't know what's coming in little meetings, you know, and things like that, which is exciting to hear and see her journey as well, so it's great.
She comes across as being fearless.
She's got nothing to fear. She's got the world at her feet, and she's a lovely kid, and we fully back her, so, you know, she has nothing to fear.
I don't want to keep using the word senior, but do you feel like a senior player?
Well, I don't know. I guess when you keep referring to it, yeah. But no, for me, I just want to enjoy each tournament. You know, perhaps in the last few tournaments I haven't necessarily enjoyed for various different reasons, and my objective coming to this one, fit or injured or whatever the scenario was, that was just to enjoy it and really embrace the moment, and you can't get these moments back, and you know, I'm just enjoying it.
You've talked before about the difficult times you've been through, and for Fran, I guess it was all the more special and inspiring because of what she's been through. Can you relate to that?
She's had a tough time, you know, it's been known to the press, but she's come through it and she's come through stronger. And the great thing about Fran is she's still so young and she can do so much more with her future. And hopefully we're there just to support and usher her in the right direction and enable her to express herself.
And have you talked about your own experiences with Fran?
No, not necessarily. She's probably not aware of mine, to be fair. It's not something you go shouting at the top of your roofs. You know, you can see when someone's in a good place or when they're not. And like I said, we just want to let her express herself and be in a good place. And for me personally, for anyone who's in the team, if they have any issues or they want to talk, they know where I am, they know my door, they know my room number, and they can always speak to me at any time, whether they're Fran, a young player, or whether they're an older player, because everyone has some tough moments. But the way is to keep going through it, and someone told me to fake it until you make it, so that's sometimes what you have to do.
You talked about giving up football before. You were thinking about giving up football. Can you tell us what happened?
Someone close to me got in my ear and told me to keep plugging away. I absolutely hated it. I hated football with a complete passion. I had no desire, I had no want to do it. Laura Bassett was so key for me, getting me through it. I signed for Birmingham and there was one point where I wouldn't get out of my car. It was my first training session with them coming back from the States, and I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to play football, but I felt pressure to play. And she literally dragged me out of my car and was like, "You're coming with me," and like got me through every session and got me through my dark moments. So she's my best mate. She's seen me at really bad lows, but she's got me through them. And you know, I'm so pleased for her that she's how well she's done in this tournament, and what a great teammate she is. But you know, like the biggest saying is fake it until you make it. You know, it's not going to be easy, it's hard, and a lot of people don't know actually what happens behind a closed door. And you have to fake it to the press, you have to fake it to the little kids that do love the sport, and you do have to fake it until you get through it and you're at a point where you enjoy it, which was obviously for me last year and now obviously this year.
That can't be easy though, faking it. What does that feel like?
It's not very authentic. And it is hard, but you know, I have an 8-year-old niece, and I said it in my continental video that you know, like, you can't give up, you can't quit, and you can't shatter someone else's dream just because yours isn't where it's meant to be at the moment. But you know, my biggest regret would have been if I gave up and missed the Olympics and missed the last World Cup and wasn't here today, because it's peaks and troughs and you just have to ride it.
3 World Cups, 3 Euros, the Olympics. What's been your highlight, if you can remember one?
Well, I've equally done some great things at domestic level as well, with Arsenal Champions League, with Birmingham, my hometown, winning the FA Cup. So I've been really privy to that. But the Olympics, to say that I'm an Olympian is massive. But for me, I'd like to think the biggest accomplishment is yet to come.
Can you remember the lowest point in your career?
I do, but probably best not to say it on camera.
Okay.
No, it's obviously certain stuff that I wrote about in the media and done some bad things to myself. That was probably the lowest point. But I'm here, and I hope that my story is not to be pitied on. I hope that the same. We just want to inspire people to get through dark places and come through it, because you can. And that was my reason for helping other people, not to get a pity or not to get a story, because I'm not into that.
Let's bring it forward. Colombia, what are you expecting?
A typical South American team, flamboyant, will frustrate us, will annoy us. That's part of their game plan, that's not them. But it's going to be difficult, it's going to be a challenge, and you can't be complacent. We know they're a good team. They beat France 2-0, who are, you know, third best team in the world in rankings. So we have to pay them the respect that they deserve, and you know, we're going to give it our best shot.
Certainly confusing for me trying to work it out. England could finish first, second, third or fourth. What a position to be in.
Hopefully not position of fourth or third, potentially. We want to be in a position where we're through. That's the position we want to be in. But, you know, the only thing that we can do is look after ourselves. We can't look at what else is going on around and just focus on Team England and make sure that the 11 that go out give it everything, the subs that come on, they give everything, and the people around them that unfortunately don't get on, we support them and they support us, because we're one team and we want that team to go through to that next round.
Great, thank you. One more thing, because I've been asking all the players this, the personality testing that Mark does, what are you? Are you a fiery red? Are you a caring green?
Tell me who you are. What colour I am? I'm a blue. I'm a thinker and I'm a coordinator, but I don't see how I'm rubbish at coordinating things. More of an observer, sit back, see things, and then I might intervene. But there is a fire red in me on the pitch. You just have to flick that button, but hopefully no one sees that.